Every day, Reno's busking community is out on the sidewalks using a menagerie of musical instruments to provide a soundtrack for the city. KUNR's Wyatt Daney shares the story of one local street musician.
Cruising along Reno's Riverwalk, right across the street from Hub Coffee Roasters, I met with Morgan Johnstone Jr., a busker who has a street performance titled The Little Mo Sideshow. Johnstone has been a street performer in Reno for 3 years. According to his sign, he is the self-proclaimed King of Chump Change, Rebel Without a Cause, and one-half Jesus Freak.
I believe that I was called by God to be a musician when I was a child. Nylon string guitar is my primary, but if it has strings attached, then I'm probably a fairly fast study for it. I have a steel string guitar, I have a violin, I have a viola, but nylon string guitar gets the lion's share of the playtime.
I asked Johnstone how passersby tend to react to him, and he says there are three kinds of people in this world.
Those who find me playing well and appreciate me. And then there's those that are indifferent. And then there are actually a few that are detractors. But the attaboys far outweigh all the negatives.
Johnstone plays a variety of music, including classical, rock, and blues. However, he begins every performance of The Little Mo Sideshow with an unexpected twist, the Star Spangled Banner.
Well, a lot of times, some people don't appreciate a street musician. And then sometimes, I actually have to declare, hey, I got my rights. There are people out there that will rob you of your rights.
According to the city of Reno, musical performances and other types of artistic self-expression do not require a park permit or business license. People walking dogs and enjoying their morning amidst the green trees and sunshine throw money into Johnstone's brown fisherman's cap.
There's some really amazing talent out there.
Laura Flanagan is out on a morning stroll with her son, who points up at Johnstone and smiles. She has seen her fair share of good and bad street performers.
I think there can become a point where there is like a little bit too much. It can get kind of crazy. But also I do know a lot of people that would enjoy that.
She says Reno should embrace its busking culture like other places around the country.
I used to live in L.A. and would go to Venice Beach, and, those performers are very much a part of that culture, and I think that can be the same thing kind of here, that Reno can have their own kind of street performer vibe and, entertainment. I think that it makes it kind of cool and unique, I guess.
Across the street at Hub Coffee Roasters, barista Nick White is making himself a handcrafted cappuccino. We sit out on the patio during his break with an earshot of Johnstone.
I think it takes a lot of guts to put yourself out there like that. I know I wouldn't be able to do it.
White says he's used to seeing buskers around the area for several hours each day, and that they provide an interactive ambiance for customers.
I see a lot of our clientele kind of go over and talk to him every once in a while and, engage him. He seems to be pretty receptive to that, so that's cool.
Wyatt Daney, KUNR News.